Is your fixed income truly fixed income? Does it provide diversification, income, and risk management for your clients? At MFS, we help advisors deliver these essentials. We call it essential fixed income. Find out more at mfs.com/fixed income.
Huchensky is with me this morning. Some of you are probably saying, and who is she? Bank of America, Senior Vice President, Market Manager, and she's here because Tuesday we are going to be there with Turkey Tuesday. And boy, we've done it every year. We kick it all off. Jill, I'm so glad that you came in today.
Good morning, Brad. Nice to see you.
I had one of your friends here with you the other day.
I understand.
I know. Just great. And by the way, she is, as I said, a Senior Vice President, Market Manager. And every year that I have done this, I always ask the guests, how does it look right now? It's next Tuesday. I'm going to be there at 3:30 in the morning. That's when I'll check in. You won't be there yet.
I won't be there at 3:30, Brad, but I'll look forward to seeing you at the top of the hour around 6 a.m. We are very excited. Bank of America is hosting Turkey Tuesday for our 19th year. It is a wonderful partnership we have with FoodShare. And we are able to raise money and turkeys for people that don't have enough food around the holidays and for the rest of the year. It's the single largest collection day for FoodShare throughout the whole holiday campaign, and we're thrilled to be part of it.
And you know something? I get very emotional down there. It's just incredible the number of people, and my partner, Paul, is going to be with me, and Donna Banks, the whole crew that has been there every year will be with you. But when you start meeting the folks that come in, and when you folks put this together, I'll never forget it. I'll never, ever forget it. And this has become a number one drive in the whole state of Connecticut. It's the leadership drive.
We have partnered with United Healthcare, which is in the building, and their employees and our employees will be there to greet our guests, to collect turkeys, and we will have a dip jar. FoodShare will be there. Everybody has an opportunity to give $30, which will turkey in a 30, turkey or a 30. $30 will provide 75 meals for our friends in the community that don't have food throughout the year, or they can give anything that they want. But we're looking forward to welcoming the community, the corporate community, the employees, the associates of Bank of America, of United Healthcare, and anybody else in downtown Hartford on Tuesday the 13th.
And you know, right here on this station, even though we'll be broadcasting from the Bank of America, we'll be taking calls here, because there are people that listen to us that can't make it but want to contribute, and they, it'll be $30, and that'll go with a turkey.
And they can also go to foodshare.com or bankofamerica.com to give. One of the other programs Bank of America is pleased to provide in the community is Give a Meal, and it's a match.
How does that work?
For every dollar that somebody donates to FoodShare, Bank of America will match it $2, 2-to-1, so every dollar becomes $3. And we do that. FoodShare is the beneficiary. It's a national program. The bank commits $1.5 million to this program, and we are thrilled that FoodShare is the local recipient. So make your dollar go far, and feel free to go to giveameal.com, bankofamerica.com, or foodshare.com to take advantage of this very generous match.
You know, but are you surprised at the number of people? I mean, I sit there, and, you know, we're talking, and we're in communication with the folks here at the station, and they are accepting, as I said, they'll be accepting donations here as well. And last year, we set a record. The kickoff was tremendous.
Hopefully, we'll be able to top that record this year, Brad. We love having you with us as our partner, and it's an amazing event, and it's great to see the community come together Tuesday morning.
And you know something? One of the things that hits me at this big show, and it is the people that come, you know, and they're so excited about giving the turkey and the 30. Yep, and it was just I remember when it all started. It was just an incredible, and it'll be the same this year. Now, where do you start? I want to get you start early, don't you? As far as getting this all together, the people that come. And it is a there's not many banks, you know. This is it's got the right name, Bank of America.
Thanks, Fred.
Because this is American what we are doing, and but I just thought some of the highlights that, you know, so the listeners that listen to us every day know what you go through.
This is one of our signature programs in the community, one of many. Bank of America is very generous and understands that the health of the local community is important to be for the bank to be successful. So we really are about trying to help people advance their financial lives and to fulfill their dreams, give them the power to start their business, the power to buy their first house, the power to get an education. So we support nonprofits in the community to really help people find a job, feed their kids, are able to get a degree, learn a profession, so we really can help people to be able to live their dreams.
And you know something, and I don't know if anybody's told you this, but when you go in to the Bank of America, and when you go up to a teller, okay, there's something, I don't know what it is, but you feel like they've known you for a long, long time. Now, I don't know if you can train that or what, but anyway, the Bank of America really, truly, truly does represent, in my mind, America.
It's a great organization. We have a terrific CEO in Brian Moynihan, and his values have really permeated the corporation. We do lots for our associates, and in turn, they're happy to give back to the community.
Again, I forget the numbers because there's so many, but it doesn't seem that we've been doing it this long.
It's our 19th year, Brad. This will be our 19th year in Hartford,
19,
and we are
yes.
thrilled to be able to present this and be able to bring this to the community and work in partnership with FoodShare. One out of eight adults is food insecure in Hartford County, and this is an opportunity
One
out of eight.
Wow.
This is an opportunity for us to be able to give back and to help people that are less fortunate and to really be able to celebrate the holidays.
You know, this is I knew there's a lot, but I didn't have the figures. But one out of eight
are food insecure in Hartford and Tolland counties.
Can you imagine?
So this is our way of being able to pull the community together, try to help change outcomes for people that have less than we do.
And you know, every year that I'm there with the folks that work with me, I just say, God, we got to do better than we did last year, even though we did well. And that's just the driving force that keeps us going. And you just remember how it all started. There were people that didn't think it would work when it first started. But look at what happened.
Well, we keep expanding our team. We keep pulling in partners. And as I mentioned, United Healthcare will partner with us this year in the building and bring their employees, as well as Max Cares Foundation and some others, that Les Parking is always there with us.
Max is going to be there.
And we're looking forward to welcoming our local officials and the community on Tuesday morning, November 15th.
They all come in and give me the business. They really do. And I was just trying to think of the car dealership that
Hoffman.
Huh?
Hoffman.
Oh, yes. Yes, you watch. He'll say,
I don't want to give away all the secrets.
Well, I know he's coming.
I don't want to steal
your
thunder.
My investigative reporters let me know about Mr. Hoffman. And he's fabulous. That company is just, and he's fun, too. I think he loves that better than he loves selling cars sometimes.
We have a great community, and we're pleased to be part of it.
Well, this is just one of those special performances that everybody, and you know, for a radio to get involved, I'm saying from home because they can't make it. It's unbelievable because those lines right here, okay, are loaded all the time. Once we say it's time now, if you want to go with a turkey, or if you want to go with $30, you know, come down and see us, or you can call here, and then one other question, because I've been asked this: how long does it take about how long does it take after this is over, when we say that's it for another year, how long does it take you to, I mean, we got trucks coming in, we got everything. It is amazing what the bank does.
We start months before planning for this event, but we work with FoodShare year-round. We have partnerships with FoodShare. We, our associates volunteer hundreds of hours every year. There is an opportunity to go to their warehouses to help sort fresh vegetables at the in Hartford, or go to Bloomfield and help in the warehouse on with the food bins and being able to sort and get food out to the community. So we do that with them year round, and we plan for this event starting back in the late summer.
You know, when you think about it, and FoodShare, I don't know what we would do without them. I mean, it would be, I can't imagine it without FoodShare. But again, I can't imagine it without this great bank. I mean, the Bank of America, and that was your title before you even did this. But it just grows together.
And Turkey Tuesday wouldn't be the same without you. So without Brad Davis, it wouldn't be the same event either. So we thank you for being part of our tradition.
And the radio station just loves doing this. They really. This is the kind of station that that it is. So what time now can people arrive? I know when we got to get there. We got to get there really early, which we always do. But what time will the doors open?
The doors will open the 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Broadcast starts at 5. We will be there at 6. We will be there until 10 a.m.
Can you imagine? Till 10 a.m.
And you will see the FoodShare truck parked out front on Asylum Street, and you can drive by or feel free to come inside and join us.
Well, Jill, I'm glad you're going to be there and your whole gang. You're really something. It's just an inspiration to do this thing, and it's not work at all, and it shows you how really generous people are, because they call and It's amazing, and these men here that run the program, boy, I want to tell you, it's Eric, the whole gang. It's really unbelievable how they get it all together and talk with us and tell us what's going on here and so on and so forth. So we shall see you on Tuesday.
We look forward to welcoming you to City Place. On behalf of our 1,800 employees in the market, Merrill Lynch and U.S. Trust, Bank of America is pleased to sponsor this event, and we are looking forward to it.
And so am I.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, thank you. Jill Hotensky, a Senior Vice President, Market Manager, and you'll meet her, too. So we'll see you all. We'll see you all on Tuesday. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a great Turkey Tuesday again because of what you believe in, helping those that need help. And we'll be